Hi, this is the office visit recording for follow-up visit. Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG, date of birth is 7/17/1958, date of visit is 5/31/2024. The patient was here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection for his ongoing severe pain in the lower back. He's also having pain in the shoulder area on the left side, 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. He has a radiation of pain to the right front leg with numbness and tingling. Pain in the right knee is also reported. Patient has been provided with epidural injection, including today's shot is 6 and 2 times in the shoulder. He has reported moderate relief, like 50%. Last few months, he actually did not come to visit us. Since January, he was gone for 5 months, and he did not do any physical therapy at that time. His pains are consistent, and his ADLs are affected. Pain level is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the shoulder and lower back. Right knee is around 5. His general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. In the neurology and psych and system review, no symptoms are checked. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the lower back and the left shoulder, as well as the right knee. In additional issues, none of them are marked, and substance abuse none, and compliance history is full. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 157/90, pulse 56, pulse ox is 99, respiration is 11, and the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 0515-034. For the data service of 5/8/2024. Diagnosis is the same plan is to continue injection treatment for the shoulder and the lumbar epidural injection that has been done today. He's provided with Norco 7.5 325, one tablet a day for temporary pain relief. His MAPs have been checked. And the last one, he had no medication because he was provided with no medication. He was gone for 5 months. His meds have been reviewed. And his new drug screen has been taken. He was also referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard on the last month to show for the left shoulder for any possible surgical consultation. He was referred to neurology for continuing issues with the TBI, and we'll continue watching him. Thank you.